Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5.
We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach.
From anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps.
But right now,
here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Okay, folks, this is Ida May on Radio Neighborin'.
We're going to put some flesh on the skeleton crew.
They are all here, the
Good
skeleton
luck.
Crew. And I think this is, John, is this not the first time we've ever used this board? Yes.
We got a great mix board with John Ford at the controls from AM Music. He's got his own show.
I'm not sure I want credit for that.
So, good morning. Good morning. And who wants to start? Bob, are you over there? Bob Campion?
I am right here. I would love to
I can't see your head. Can we pull that dang thing away? Is there any way?
I can sit in Oren's lap if you want, and then you can see it. Probably like that.
Honey, you can sit in my lap.
Yeah, we're off to a good start.
Ida May knows how to flirt. I might be old, but, you know, flirting's a communication. So, Bob, welcome to the show, and let's start introducing these band members and how this all came together.
Well, first of all, thank you very much for having us in here to do the show this morning. This is, quite an honor for us, and it's just a super cool space and a great show, and we're really fired up to play some tunes and talk to you guys and let people get to know who we are and what we're about. So, I could kind of maybe start out with a little bit of how the band came together. A lot of us are friends over the years. In-town musicians have played gigs together or played on the beach together or lots of different interactions musically between us as a group of guys. But really, it was just, it's been an idea that's been out there. I've talked to Casey Simpson. Casey is the co-founder of the band, and he is lead guitar, vocals, and anything he can get his hands on musically. And I've talked with Oren Neufeld and Dan Shapiro, who are both Laguna residents, about, the fact that there's really not a band around that plays this kind of music in town. And it's what we all grew up loving and probably identify ourselves with, musically as a group of guys, as far as, that's the band. That's our favorite group, right? So, and then came together with we called it the Grateful Dead Book Club, right? We just, deadheads, let's get together and, see if we can, crack on a couple tunes and real loose, some shots of tequila, telling stories and all that. And then it kind of just, naturally went from there to say, hey, we're sounding pretty good, maybe we want to actually do something with this project. And here we are today, and we're really excited that that's the way it kind of came together. It was kind of meant to be.
Now, fans either love the Grateful Dead or they hate the Grateful Dead. There's no gray area. So what do you think? What's the case? Why?
I'll start with that one real quick, and then maybe I'll punt that over to some of the other guys here. But, that's always been, first of all, I feel sorry for those people that, don't love them because maybe they just don't understand connect with them the way I do. But my wife is one of those people, right? I took her to Jerry Garcia's 50th birthday up at Irvine Meadows, and she was like, I don't get it, I don't get it. While I'm, dancing my brains out and all over, spinning everywhere, because I'm just in love with the music. So, but I think part of that is, I think the identity, the music is something that is so eclectic and different than anything else that they've ever heard that they just may not know how to really have the patience to stick with it and really listen to it for what it is. I just think there's so many elements to their music that why people love them, right? The writing tandems with Robert Hunter and Jerry Garcia and the lyrics, I think, are as good as any American band I've ever heard before. I'd put them up there with Dylan or Springsteen or any of those guys. So I think they had great stories in their songs. I think they came along at a time when, there was a lot going on in the country, kind of like it is now. There was a bit of a revolution going, and I think they really were fell into that, and I don't think they meant to, right? It's just the experimentation that went on within the group kind of, it just didn't really have any rules, And some people like structure and order and really a beginning and an ending, and some people are really more interested in something free form and, you know, kind of almost like jazz would be, in my opinion, you know? So, I mean, that's my perspective. Casey, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting and kind of a sad week. We lost Chuck Berry this last week.
And oh, yes.
Chuck, of course, was the father of rock and roll. He took blues and soul and combined it with country and made rock and roll. So he started that. But the Grateful Dead, who do many Chuck Berry songs, they actually invented the modern rock concert. Before them, there was no sound reinforcement as we know it. The Beatles would play through little high school speakers, and it was just sonically a joke. So the Grateful Dead came along, and they founded their own sound company, Alembic Sound. You've probably heard of that. And much of the equipment in this studio, some of it, is due to the pioneering work that the Grateful Dead did. And just one more interesting little thing about the Dead. The Internet, as we know it, wouldn't exist without Grateful Dead fans.
Say what?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. The original Internet, which was a military project, was going to die on the vine. What kept it going was that Deadheads wanted to share their music with each other. And they used this fledgling thing, not even called the Internet yet, to communicate with other and share their mixtapes. And I'm saying that was like 90% of all the traffic on the fledgling Internet was Deadheads exchanging their music. True fact.
Well, what do you know about? I have so many questions, but maybe we ought to jump into a song. Or, Bob, do you think you want to introduce everybody that's in the band, and then we can jump into a song?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
So you just heard from Casey Simpson. Casey Simpson's a longtime friend of mine, a musical partner, sorry about that. He is playing guitar today. He'll be taking most of the leads and singing background vocals. I've got Oren Neufeld here on my left, who is going to be playing rhythm guitar. He's probably seen more shows than any of the guys in this room all put together. Oren's going to be playing rhythm guitar. We got Danny Shapiro on the keyboards over there, lifelong Deadhead. He's been in a lot of musical projects in town, like the Blues Offenders. And Danny's going to be playing keyboards for us. We got Paul Kaz. Paul Kaz is the newest member of the band. We've hazed him appropriately. It's not over yet, but you know, Paul is really drinking out of a fire hose now with learning the material. And, you know, I can let him comment on what that experience has been like. But Paul Kaz is on bass guitar and background vocals.
And he's got the groupies hanging outside there just screaming at the door for him right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason we have him in the band. One more. I've got Paul Brown on the drums here. Paul, again, is another guy that we've all connected with and known for years. Plays in a lot of groups like Hot Mess Mojo. And so Paul is going to be holding down the drums and percussion for the band. And then myself, I'm Bob Campion, and I'll be doing the lead vocals. And been in town here for about 20 years.
So, what do you want to sing first?
I think...
how about we do Big River?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, Danny. Obviously, this was written by Johnny Cash, but performed many, many times by the Grateful Dead. So I think we're going to start with that one.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckaritos, right now, right here on KX93.5, we've got the Skeleton Crew live on the air. Let's go, boys.
Well, I taught that weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. Taught the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. Tears will cry for that woman, gonna flood you, Big River. I'm gonna sit right here till I die. Well, I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota. Tore me up every time I heard her draw that southern drawl. Heard my dream was back downstream, voting in Davenport. I followed you, Big River, when you called. I taught that weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. Taught the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. Tears will cry for that woman, gonna flood you, Big River. I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Huh.
Come on, Brother Casey. Took me to St. Louis later on down the river. Freddie said she bad here, but she gone, boy, she gone. I found a trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the block. I turned a few eyebrows as she walked on out alone. Yeah, I taught that weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. I taught the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. The tears would cry for that woman. Gonna flood you, big river. I'm gonna sit right here until I die. This is Danny Shapiro tickling the keys. Here we go. Now she battered down, down to Baton Rouge River Queen, roll on. Check that woman down in New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I had enough. Dump my blues on down the gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. I taught that weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. I taught the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. The tears are crying for that woman. Gonna flood you, big river. I'm gonna sit right here. One more time from Casey Simpson.
The phone's ringing off the wall. I just want to tell you, Casey, yeah. Your friend Morgan Bruel just called, popped up, and he said it sounds so good live on the air.
Morgan.
And we needed somebody out there to tell us, because we don't know. It sounds real good on the mic. Oh, my gosh, that's so good. I love that song. Johnny Cash.
That song's great.
Yeah, Grateful Dead.
It is great.
And the Skeleton Crew do Johnny Cash. You can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
You can't beat it. Now, Casey, I have a little question for you. Fantastic work on that guitar. Now, I heard, a little bird told me, that you were a stagehand, and you have a few stories, Casey. Can you get on the mic and entertain us with some of those stories? And I don't care if it's a little bit, you know, not for the soccer moms that are driving their children around right now. But anyway, they know it's Ida Mae and Tommy J, and it's Radio Neighbor, and we talk about everything.
Well, I was lucky when I was younger to work out of a union called IATSE, the International Alliance of Theatrical Stagehand Employees, and so I worked quite a few rock shows, and I worked a dead show at the Hollywood Bowl in the mid-'80s. And the Hollywood Bowl, if those who don't know, it should have been torn down about 50 years ago because it's just rotten to the core. But it's a monument, so they don't want to do it. I was walking on the top of the Hollywood Bowl shell, holding huge wires, like 3-aught, which is very, very heavy cable. Right on the top of the Hollywood Bowl. Picture it. We're standing right on top of it. It gave way. I went right through the top of the Hollywood Bowl. and would have fallen to my death, except I was holding these big, huge cables, and so that kind of stopped my fall. My feet were dangling more than 100 feet above the stage. Stage hands are pretty pretty morose.
Expendable.
Yeah, expendable is the word. So they just said, Simpson, quit goofing around. Get back to work. And that's how I almost died, working a Grateful Dead show.
Now they got that thing as a ride at Disneyland.
Okay, wait, Casey, I got one more question for you. I also know that you didn't you play with Chuck Berry? Or is that right?
I did not play with Chuck Berry, but I had a friend. I had my best friend found himself in jail for bunco sales. Let's just say he was selling something that turned out to be something else. And they sent him up to Lompoc, and there was Chuck Berry up in Lompoc for tax evasion. And so they formed a little prison band, and they were playing Johnny Be Good up in Lompoc.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read his history since he recently passed away, and he spent a little time in prison.
Yeah. I really wanted to play with Chuck Berry, but probably not so much that I wanted to go to jail and play with him.
So that's what that ding-a-ling song is all about, right?
Yeah.
Play with my... Okay.
Well, anyway, what do you want to do another song or
maybe Danny might want to take a question here. You know, Danny's he's our sergeant in arms and kind of put this together
and the click cloud
very,
guy
very glib.
Thanks for the shout.
Yes, exactly.
Danny.
Yeah. So you know, the original question to Bob was that gray area with Deadheads, and it makes me think back to spurred a memory of back in high school. Had some friends, some buddies who were Deadheads, and they said, you really need to listen to this stuff. And you know, back in the day, it was the cassette, right? And it was either Leonard Skinner or CSN or something like that running forever in that cassette. He said, switch that thing out and you know maybe try this. You know, in those days, it's all like live Dead tapes, right? So this is something from upstate New York back in the late 70s, mid-70s, listening to the Dead. Like, I don't get it. I just don't get it. Then one day it was Brown Eyed Women and Red Grenadine, this song. And it's like a light switch went off in my head. It's like, oh, I think I get it now.
Great combination.
Yeah, and I think it is. Oh, I get the Brown Eyed Women, I get the Red Grenadine, and I get the groove that the Grateful Dead brings to their music. And I think, you know, they play so many genres of music, whether, like you said, it's jazz or rock, or whether it's the country or the blues or the bluegrass or even like disco songs like Shakedown Street, right? They, even though it's disco, it's done, you know, with the Grateful Dead way.
And yeah, Dead vibe for sure.
Exactly.
On that song.
And
yeah.
From a musician standpoint, you know, what's great about the Dead is they never play any song the same way twice, and especially, you know, from a live performance standpoint. It's like being in a jazz band, right? So you bring it, you know the chords, you come in, and you make every moment special. And so I think that's just the one of the greatest things for us to be able to take that kind of palette, you know, and paint the music the way that we do.
And the music, the Grateful Dead music, do you think it's fading away?
No way. No way. I think it's as strong as it's ever been. In some cases, even stronger. I mean, like Dead & Company, they still tour and they bring people in and bring people in droves. And what's really cool to see is like the range of the crowd that comes in. You've got everything from, you know, the old time and hardcore Deadheads coming to hear them to what I would call the Chardonnay and Bounce House crowd, you know, with the moms and their little kids, and those little kids are Deadheads, you know. And then in a way, it's a little touching, because from a Grateful Dead standpoint, you know, a lot of people maybe didn't have the opportunity to see the Dead when Jerry Garcia was alive, and you know, they're hearing the music secondhand. So I think for us, you know, we look at it as kind of a way to pass that down or pass it along, hopefully for future generations. You know, hook a few more young Deadheads, and hopefully there'll be a time when they'll be playing it too.
You know, I'd like to add just a quick comment to that, Danny. The thing is, I mean, we went to the show at the Irvine Meadows before they closed it down, right? And they had John Mayer on there, and Orrin, Casey, and I were at that show, and I don't think we sat down the whole night, and it was just a blast. But what was so cool about it is that the scene really never – the scene out in the parking lot, the whole Shakedown Street vendor scene, you know, it's just really – they invented that, And people are really kind of craving that kind of an experience, you know, where there's that kind of a union of just really every walk of life, just all coming together under one flag with the dead. I've never seen anything like that. I mean, they just, everybody, lawyers, doesn't matter if you're a professional or you're just a guy following the band around the country, you know, and selling, you know, burritos. It is just really, that scene is just epic, right? I mean, what do you think, Oren?
Oh, yeah.
You've done.
Yeah, I've seen a few. I just want to say thank you guys for having us. This is awesome. And really thank these guys in the band kind of for letting me join in. Really, it's cool. You know, a lot of people think, you know, my history with the Grateful Dead is the very first time I heard them, I loved them. I didn't need to kind of figure out the groove. I loved it the very first time I listened to Shakedown Street. That was it. I was hooked. It was done. I went to the concert the next month at Madison Square Garden, and I was hooked.
Tell us about that. What were they like at Madison Square Garden?
God. First of all, you mix the Grateful Dead in the late 70s with New York City in the late 70s. And that was a reasonably explosive combination.
I can't even imagine.
A little sketchy, but fun, and the music was so good, and I just remembered thinking, man, I am so lucky to be here. I can't believe it. I love it. I just love it right away. And so I have never stopped. I've been listening to them since 1977. I was 13 years old. Saw my first concert at the Garden, I think, in 78. And I've seen, I don't know, a couple, 300 of them since. So that's just the way, that's the way I've rolled. It's amazing. It's amazing I got through college in 7 years. I don't know how I did that.
That was the 1 year degree, right?
Hey, all of us. Back then it was. It's amazing any of us are still alive to tell you the truth.
Gradual student.
Yeah.
And we all mixed it up so much. So what do you? First of all, this is a skeleton crew right here live on Radio Neighboring. So Buckaroos and Buckaritos, I think you ought to turn up your radio. And we're finding out from people calling that you sound great on the air.
Awesome.
And so I'm so happy about that. And a lot of you, Dan, this is you for sure, have played a lot of events in this town to raise money for children and the Friendship Shelter. And I just admire that so much, that you've given so much to this community.
Well, it's been great over the years. I mean, it's more than a dozen years of playing in local bands. And you know, when duty calls, the bands are always there, you know, former blues offenders and all of that. It's been great. And, you know, we appreciate the charities when they take full advantage of having the band play. So everything from funding the rocket ship in Bluebird Park to baseball team, water polo team at the high school, Saving Trestles. You know, we played a lot of
really?
Gigs for the local Surf Rider chapter, and then it was just such an honor to be there playing when they had their victory party, you know, to watch it go from beginning to end. Like you mentioned, the Friendship Shelter, and I was going to say the food pantry, you know, with the Pantry Palooza that we've done at the Marine Room. So it's just been great over the years, and hopefully all of the fans – of that band and Bob's band, the Kooks. We expect you all to come out. And for all those that were beneficiaries of all that charitable work as well, if you can support us at the Marine Room this Wednesday night, you know, 8 p.m., that's Wednesday the 29th. We'd love it if you could all come out and give us some vibe.
I think there's just going to be an exodus out of the house and into the Marine Room. I have a feeling. And I'll be first in line. And I'm just so happy I get to see a little, you know, little rehearsal, so to speak, right here, a live concert. Lucky us. Mm-hmm. All righty, what do you want to play next?
I think, you know, you played it earlier with Grisman and Garcia, so our version is obviously going to be different and not as good as theirs. Let me just, you know, caveat that.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, live is
just
better.
Just love those guys.
No.
Little Friend of the Devil, you think?
Yeah, Little Friend of the Devil, I think, might be in order here for Saturday morning, yeah.
I guarantee you it's going to be better than canned. Live music is always better than canned. There's a human element to it. So let's go, Friend of the Devil.
I was trailed by 20 hounds. I
Didn't get to sleep last night till the morning came around. I said out to run, I'm gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran into the devil, made him loan me 20 bills. I spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. I said out tomorrow, gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bills and vanished in the air. I said out tomorrow, I'm gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. All daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. The second one is busy in bed, sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, one in Cherokee. The first one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. I said out to run, I'm gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Again, Casey. My heart's tonight. Second one is prison bay. The sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Yeah, I got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. The first one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Sit out to run, I'm gonna take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine.
Skeleton Crew live on the air right here on KX 93.5 Radio Neighbor. And that was great. I think it was better than because it wasn't canned. There's a human element to it. And oh, can I call Paul to the mic? Do you mind?
Am I in trouble?
I feel like a
does he mind?
Which Paul?
Yeah.
I'm a little mic shy. I've never spoken in front of public speaking. Is just not my thing.
Well, I feel like a school marm. I'm making you talk in front of the class.
You gonna spank me later?
Yeah.
He's got a face. Guys, I want to let everybody know he's got a face only radio can love.
That's right.
So,
go ahead.
I just want to hear how you got involved in the band, but I love the stories of the first ever Dead show you ever saw. I love all the stories here.
You know, I'm that guy in the band. I honestly never saw a live Dead show. I grew up with them as a kid and listened to them. I had some great friends in high school. My bud Stan Hanley, he was always a Deadhead, and I never got it. I love the band, wonderful music, love the harmonies. I just was always okay. Little by little, rolling forward, I meet these guys, and I thought, yeah, Dead band, that's cool. But the first rehearsal, I sat down and met these guys, and first off, these are some awesome musicians to work with, and I'm so excited just to be in the room with them and to be able to play with them. They had an ad for a magician, and I thought, well, they need a magician for a radio show. My sleight of hand would really be good, of course, but it turns out it's musicians, so I've been playing bass for about 2 months now.
Oh, that's kind of a magician.
Yeah. But long story short, I started listening to the music as I was learning it and figuring out that it is incredibly unique. Phil, the bass player that I'm trying to, you know, pick up on, is a phenomenal player, and the music has so many facets to it, and just what everyone else was mentioning, that it's never the same twice, and it's really neat to be able to express yourself and then still be in the pocket, not someone looking at you like, hey, what are you playing over there, you know?
So, Paul, do you have that bumper sticker that says you're following a bass player just like the rest of the band?
Yeah. Boy, we're going to go into bass player jokes now, right?
That's where we were thinking we were going to call the band Circular Reference, because he was following me and I was trying to follow him all the time.
Yeah, what mess that was.
I think, though, Paul, you're a good example of it is possible to convert somebody to become a Deadhead, and you don't have to go to a Dead show.
I'm a partial Deadhead. I don't want to be completely ruled out.
Paul comes up with all kinds of great names, Grateful Dead song names. So, you know, we play songs like Sugar Free, and we play Sugar Begonias. What else do we play? You got all kinds of great names for all these Dead songs we play.
You know, all that is a direct result of, as Bob Campion mentioned, they threw me into this, and they kind of fed me through a fire hose, which you mentioned.
Yeah.
But it was tequila, so it was okay.
We numbed them up. Now, we had the benefit of having two Pauls in the band. So Paul Brown's our drummer. And, Paul, you've been to a Dead show, right?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Thanks for having us on the radio. This is awesome.
Well, we're delighted and honored, Jen. Well, let's hear a little about your
I'm
history.
From Memphis, Tennessee originally, and so I grew up as a Southern rock kid. You know, I had a band when I was 12 and just fell in love with Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top and Marshall Tucker and all that. And my mom got remarried, and we came to Laguna Beach when I turned 16. So I started my junior year here at LBHS. Talk about a culture shock.
I can't even imagine.
That was crazy.
Southern boy.
Yeah, so I was out here. My stepfather ended up going to Lompoc Prison the same time that what's-his-face was there?
Chuck
Berry. Yeah, so they were having lunch together. It was the same charge, income tax crap. Anyway, I was hanging out with some guys playing music, and they were Deadheads. They loved it. They would go everywhere and see them. And so we went to a show at Irvine Meadows, which, God forbid, we lost that place. That's so bad. But we were doing our psychedelics and having a good time, and it happened to be one of the Dead's off nights, and they were playing horribly. And I'm out, and the drummers got up off the stage in the middle of the song and walked off stage, and I'm just like, whoa. So I had a bad experience. So I never was like a Deadhead growing up. I didn't follow them, and I got a call from Casey to come jam at Bob's house one night, and it was all Dead music, and it just came naturally. And so being they had two drummers, and I get to get a little creative back here by myself and try and pick and choose what I can do to fill that sound. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm enjoying it. So it's going to be great at the Marine Room on Wednesday. Hope you all come out.
Well, you're mighty fine on those drums.
Thank you.
And it is a shame about the Irvine Bowl. I can't
still
even
in
believe
tears.
It. I know. It's where's our venue?
Yeah.
Anymore.
They were never supposed to build out there.
Where can folks contact the Skeleton Crew? What's the contact you guys want to shout out there?
Yeah, a couple great ways. You'll find us on Facebook. Just look for Skeleton Crew or OC or Orange County Skeleton Crew, and we'll come right up. Also, our website, which is OCSkeletonCrew.com. Just again, type OC Skeleton Crew or Skeleton Crew. You'll find us. I think we're like a page rank 5. So look for us there. Click on us. And, you know, if you follow us on Facebook, you'll be sure to get all the updates of upcoming gigs and all of that. It's probably the best way to keep in contact with what's going on with the band.
And what does everybody expect on Wednesday night? What should folks expect?
I think from the band perspective, sheer terror.
horrifying.
I'm trembling.
I'm bringing a second pair of underwear myself. you know, we've been rehearsing this thing up. I think what they can expect is, you know, at least the people that know us already, it's going to be a high-energy show. We, as musicians, just have a lot of passion for playing music, whether it's the Dead or any kind of music. So, I mean, we are coming to do a job. And, you know, I think your earlier question about trying to win over new fans and kind of giving people a fresh look at the band is really a big goal of ours, to pull in more listeners and maybe even some younger listeners. So I think, we're going to pull out all the stops. We're not going to leave anything. We're leaving it all on stage on Wednesday night. And so we really need everybody to come out and support us. We would like to try to use this as our launching pad into other gigs around town and maybe something that's more regular at the Marine Room. So we need you people.
You know, I wanted to add something. Learning about the Dead gigs, and I've heard all these stories about Dead gigs that didn't really go well. So I'm thinking, I'm sure we're going to be better than the worst Dead gig you've ever seen. So we're definitely a step up just coming in the door.
Take it easy, boy. That's right. Take it easy. We got real fans in the room.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And can I just say, and I am kind of famous for fawning, but every one of you individually are really good musicians, truly. And then when you put it together as a band, I am just amazed. And I know folks are going to be flying in the door. And I really hope for a great future.
What are you trying to get out on?
Honey,
come on.
I'm trying to get a backstage pass.
There it is. There it is.
I know how to get backstage. You know I do.
That's in the alley bar.
Yeah. Oh, there's a backstage. It's right next to the dumpster.
I know. I've been out there with Popped Up before.
Yeah. I know. I
hardly find the door after that. But anyway, so what do we want to play next on Live on the Air?
Maybe. What do you think? Maybe Deal, guys? Let that deal go down?
Yeah, we're trying to keep it kind of early Dead, you know, maybe more of the storytelling kind of songs, you know, around the West and that sort of thing. So I think we're going to play something off of a Jerry Garcia album called Deal.
All righty, everybody, you're listening to KX93.5. This is Radio Neighborin', and right here in front of me, live on the air, the Skeleton Crew, who are appearing Wednesday night at the Marine Room. So listen up, folks.
A lot to win and even more to lose. You and me about to spend some time wondering what to choose. To go to show you don't ever know. Watch each card you lay it slow. Wait until that deal come round, but don't you let that deal go down. No, no. About for 10 good solid years. If I told you all it went down, it would burn on both your ears. It goes to show you don't ever know. Watch each card you play, play it slow. Wait until that deal go round, but don't you let that deal go down. Thank you. you pour the wine for me, it tightened up my shoes. I hate to leave you sitting there composing lonesome blues. It goes to show you don't ever know. Watch each card you play it slow. I wait too late for you to come round. But don't you let that deal go down. No, no. Since it costs a lot to win and even more to lose, you and me have spent some time wondering what to do. Oh, to show you don't ever know. Watch each card you play, play it slow. Wait till that deal come out, but don't you let that deal go down. Wait till that deal come out, don't you let that deal go down.
That was fantastic. And the guitar playing, Casey, I'm telling you what, Jerry Garcia entered.
No. Did you really mean Casey?
I just need to ask one question. Am I officially in the band yet? Well, did I get hired or, I mean.
Don't get crazy, Paul.
We were going to give you the news, but.
You know,
do you want us to make it on public radio?
What you can't see is that Paul, our bass player, is playing with a torn rotator cuff. He's got a cast on his arm. He's literally one-handed. I've actually never seen somebody who has so much dedication as this guy, and I'm proud to be in a band with him.
Yeah,
I'm excited to be. I just want to really quick, Paul Brown, drummer Paul Brown here. We've been playing together for years and years and different things in church and stuff, and he asked me to do this, and I really appreciate it. And there's no drummer that I'd rather play with, man. And had I known there was going to be windows to the street, I wouldn't have wore pants.
I warned you it's going to be warm in here. And anytime you want, Bob, you can open that door and get a little air.
I'm fine. I like it hot.
You guys are playing so good. I think we should go to another song, unless somebody has something to say. I just want as much live music as we can to have this little tiny concert.
Maybe we can spin a tune here, and then we can talk about what we might want to try to do. Or unless you guys want to launch into Franklin's, then we could do that right now. What do you think, guys?
Let's play.
Well, that's that. Music's overruling me here. So, yeah, I guess we'll play another song off of Blues for Allah, a little later album of theirs, but a very, very artistic album in general. Everything's very consistent and really it just has its own unique sound, that album. So we're going to play Franklin's Tower off of that.
All righty. Thank you so much. And John Ford, I just want to say live on the air that you have done such an amazing job of engineering.
Yeah, John.
We could never, ever have done a show like this without you. So John Ford,
thank
Radio
you.
Network.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks, St. John.
Very good. My CEO of the company I work for is named John Ford. So, you know.
He's a good name.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Ford. That's kind
of a good name, and you guys do good stuff.
And y'all do too. So, okay, let's hit it, boys.
sometimes forgotten space. Your eyes look from your mother's face. What will I see in sand and stone? I made the four winds blow you safely home. Roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. I'll tell you where the four winds dwell. Now it can ring, turn night to day. Rings like fire when you lose your way. Roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. Roll away, the dew. God save the child who rings that bell. It has one good ring, baby, you can't tell. One watch by night, one watch by day. If you get confused, listen to the music play.
popular. Busy on you. Roll away. Do you take a look?